This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
Good morning to Benny White, who's running for Pima County Recorder. You are unopposed, I believe, in a primary, correct, sir?
That's right, Chris. Good morning to you and your listeners.
And if you want to follow along on the interweb, go to bennyforrecorder.com.
That's it.
So give everyone the you've been quite involved in elections, and that's not working, huh?
I don't have any audio.
All right, then just take off the headphones and don't worry about it for now. You can take them off. I don't know what's going on with those headphones. You've been quite involved in elections and politics for a long time. Give everyone a quick 1 minute biography of Benny White real quick.
Okay. Served 21 years in the military system and another 20 years as a commercial airline pilot. Got a law degree in 2007. Started being involved in politics in about 1995 with Kathleen Dunbar's election here in Tucson.
We know her very well.
And I have been deeply involved in election processes for the last 12 years. And for the last 8 years, I've worked with the Secretary of State, the Attorney General, and the Governor's Office on revision of the Election Procedures Manual. So I've been involved in all aspects of elections, from creating the election to testing the machines to counting the ballots to doing the audits of both the election director and of the recorder side.
So for a guy who's been watching it, working within it, trying to help, talk about the evolution of Pima County elections over, you know, since 08, let's say since the dreaded RTA vote.
Well, it's been an interesting period. There was the RTA election, and there was a lot of allegations and lawsuits involved in all that period. We set up immediately following that era an Election Integrity Commission, which I assisted my wife in setting up. She was the Pima County Recorder at the time, Pima County Republican Party Chairman at the time. We set that up, and I was on that commission for about 6 years. Early on in that process, Ken Bennett was the Secretary of State, and he asked me to come to Phoenix and participate in the Election Procedures Manual revision process. I had a law degree at that time, and so I was able to participate with county recorders all over the state and the Secretary of State, and looking at the procedures that the election administration people all over the state use, and trying to get some clarity in those procedures and the consistency and uniformity and compliance with the law in all of those procedures. So in the Arizona law, there's a very permissive attitude about letting political parties be involved in oversight of the elections. And so I took advantage of that early on to install myself in the counting room when the ballots are counted. We also have observers in the elections department when early ballots are coming back by mail and those are being processed. We have observers in the recorder's office when signatures are being processed. And we have as well political parties observers in the polls on election day. So there's a lot of involvement by political parties in oversight functions here in Pima County. That's not the case in the rest of the state or in Maricopa County. The Maricopa County election administration process is very closed. They have and they allow two political parties observers to be in the room where they count the ballots, but they have to sit at a table in the middle of the room. They're not able to go around and look at the machines. They can't ask anybody questions, and there's nobody in the mail ballot processing area where the ballots are getting checked. So people ask me all the time, is the mail balloting system, does that work? Is it secure? Can we trust it? My answer to them is, yes, in Pima County, we have built a system of oversight here that really ensures that every ballot that's cast that gets back to the recorder's office is properly accounted for. Sometimes those ballots are destroyed, or people send in a water bill instead of a ballot, other things like that. But for the most part, all of the ballots are counted, and there is a process that you can check to make sure that all of those ballots are counted.
I think the newest thing everyone's been talking about, especially with the city of Tucson election, which is not Pima County, but of course had to do with the post office, right, with the different colors, and they can tell you were a D or an R, that kind of thing.
You know, that I'm glad you brought that up. Mail voting is very popular in this state. We have about 80% of our ballots that come back by mail. So it's very popular and very convenient, and there's a good reason that it is those things to a lot of voters. But we have about 20, 25% of the voters that want to go to the polls on an election day. And so our election systems have to reflect the will of the voters. We have to accommodate everybody. We can't go to an all-mail voting system and say, everybody, no matter where you live, no matter what the circumstances are, you have to vote by mail. Because a lot of times...
Unless you're the city of Tucson.
Well, a lot of times the mail systems are not secure.
Right.
People have a mailbox out by the highway someplace. They may not even have a mailbox. The Tohono O'odham Nation, the mail service out there is... very insecure and very infrequent. So there's a lot of different circumstances that affect different voters in different parts of this county as well as the rest of the state. So I'm very concerned about going to an all-mail system because it puts you completely dependent upon the mail system working the way you think it's going to work. We've had circumstances where ballots have been lost,
yeah,
either going out to the voter or coming back from the voter. You know, I worry about work actions by the postal workers. That'd give them tremendous leverage to say, we want this, that, or the other, or we're not going to deliver the ballots. Those kind of things are very concerning. And
how about
that
ballot
reason,
harvesting in this county in the state? Because I still believe it's occurring.
It does occur. After the 2018 election and the loss of Martha McSally to Kristen Sinema, I did an in-depth survey of every precinct in this state to look for evidence of ballot harvesting. I found ballot harvesting in all of the border counties. Some were fairly significant, Yuma County and Cochise County being examples of that. But there was also harvesting in Pima County and Maricopa County. I turned all of that over to the attorney general. There was never any investigation of it. And in order to find that, you actually have to go out to the voter's door, knock on the door, and say, what happened here?
Right.
And our current statute, in my opinion, is unenforceable because there's no records kept. We don't know who brought the ballots in, how many they brought in, who the voters involved were, what their
relationship. Is there even punishment as part of the ballot harvesting?
It's a felony.
It is a felony.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a felony, but... our election officials in the state do not enforce the law because there's no provision in there as to who keeps track, who brings the challenge. Do you call the sheriff? Do you call the local police department? Nobody knows. And so it's an unenforceable statute. The legislature, if they want to continue having sanctions on ballot harvesting, they really need to take a serious look at it.
Well, as you can tell, Benny White is very involved and very educated with what's going on in this, and probably makes, that's why he's going to make a good choice for a recorder.
Heck yeah.
If you get into this position, Benny, what would be one or two things you'd like to change in what's going on in the recorder's office?
I really want to focus on cleaning up the voter registration rolls. As I've walked to 22,000 houses out here in Pima County during this campaign, I find that in some precincts there are as many as 15 to 20% of the records have some kind of problem with them. The person that is listed as has deceased. They're gone.
Right.
People don't live at that residence anymore. Sometimes it's two or three families ago that are on the list. Children move away from their parents, but they're maintained on the list. Sometimes I go to an address where there's no house at that address. All of those things can be cleaned up by relating databases that are kept by other people. The assessor knows where there are houses and where there are not houses.
Right.
And so that can be cleaned up. Some of it might be data entry problems. I'd like to see if we can automate some of that data entry so we don't have a human being sitting there at a keyboard 8 hours a day typing in information off of a form. If we can do that faster, more efficiently, and more accurately, I want to see if we can use some new technology in that area.
All right, Benny, we'll see you again before this thing's over. So you're a November 3rd election, so I'm glad you're running.
I appreciate that very much, Chris. And again, if people want to get more information about me or help out, go to www.benny4recorder.com. Spell out all the words, Benny, FORRecorder.com.
So as Benny knows better than anyone, he's running in one of the unsexy races that goes on every 4 years, but very important. And for a lot of you people who always keep complaining, we never have Republicans run for these Pima County line offices. Here's a guy who's doing it. And he's probably worthy of a few of your dollars to help him in this race, because the powers that be in Pima County do not want to let go of this race. And F. Ansri is retiring, and they would like a Democrat in there. So give Benny your consideration. I think he's worth it.
Yeah, we're going to have a little tussle. It's going to be tough. It's going to be expensive, and I need to help. Thank you.
All right, BennyForRecorder.com. We got Joel Pollack from Breitbart coming up at the bottom of the hour. Christy Simone at Alexander. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice.